This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really on a mission. We want to cut through all the noise around Google Ads performance goals. If you've given us source material before, you know the drill. We take it. We find the absolute core insights, the nuggets of knowledge, to help you drive real results. Not just clicks, actual results. And maybe even more importantly, get ahead of your competition. Now, I know the feeling, right? You're putting budget into Google Ads. Clicks are coming in. Looks okay on the surface. But there's that little voice. Is this actually giving me a return on investment? It can be, well, really frustrating, that uncertainty. So this deep dive, it's all about turning that uncertainty into a proper strategy. Performance focused, something that gives you a real edge.
And that uncertainty is exactly what today's source material dives into. It puts it very plainly. Setting bold, data-driven Google Ads performance goals isn't just a best practice, it's a competitive advantage. So yeah, we're going to unpack that, why it's true, and more importantly, how you can actually make that shift, moving away from, you know, vague ideas towards measurable business outcomes, stuff that hits the bottom line.
Okay, so let's jump in. The article immediately flags these common goals, things like increase traffic or get more leads.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they sound good, don't they? Increase traffic, great. More leads, fantastic.
Yeah.
But the article warns against them.
Yeah.
Why? What's the real issue there?
That's a really good question, because the danger isn't just like wasted money. It's the lack of insight you get. These broad goals, they're just not precise enough. There are no real measurable benchmarks tied to them. You might get more clicks, maybe even more leads fill out a form, but are they the right clicks? Are they quality leads? You could just be, well, busy instead of productive. And for brands really focused on growth, especially where it's competitive, just aiming for more isn't gonna cut it. It won't make you stand out. The shift, and the article really hammers this home, needs to be towards goals tied directly to business outcomes. Things like lowering your customer acquisition cost, your CAC, or improving your return on ad spend, ROAS, generating higher quality leads. When you focus there, you're not just, you know, chasing vanity metrics, you're actually building a solid roadmap. You can scale with confidence because you see the real business impact.
Right, that makes a lot more sense. So if more clicks is the trap, what the article say is a very, very first step to actually get out of that trap.
Well, it's like trying to get somewhere new without knowing where you are right now.
Yeah.
It sounds obvious, but step one is absolutely benchmarking your current data.
Yeah.
And you need to get specific. Look at your cost per click, your CPC, your conversion rate, your cost per conversion, and, this is critical, your lead quality. The article stresses using feedback, like from your CRM or your sales team, to actually gauge that lead quality. The numbers alone won't tell the whole story.
Okay, so get the real picture first.
Exactly. And what's really interesting here, something people often miss, is the advice not to just settle for industry averages. So many companies look at benchmarks and think, okay, if we hit average, we're doing okay. But Google Ads is dynamic. Average in that market often means you're actually falling behind.
Ah, so average isn't good enough.
Not if you want to genuinely compete. You're fighting for limited attention, limited budget. Being average means your competitors are probably grabbing market share you could have had.
Okay, got it. Benchmark, know where you stand, but aim higher than just average. So once we have that clear snapshot, then we define the actual goals, the smart, measurable ones. This is where it gets really practical, moving beyond those fuzzy aspirations. What do these concrete goals actually look like, according to the source?
Yeah, and the source gives some really good, actionable examples, much clearer. So instead of just get more leads, maybe it's reduce cost per conversion by 20% over the next 60 days. Very specific.
Okay. Time-bound and measurable.
Precisely. Or maybe increase conversions from high-intent search terms by 30%, focusing on the quality of the source. For retargeting where people already know you, it might be boost ROAS by 1.5x for retargeting campaigns.
Right, because the goal there is different.
Exactly. Or maybe raise qualified lead volume by 25% quarter over quarter. Mm-hmm. Again, focusing on quality and volume. Using these kinds of performance-focused KPIs, it doesn't just make you more efficient. It gives you real insight into where your budget is actually working the hardest and giving you the best bang for your buck. It really shifts you from just like hopeful spending to making strategic investments.
Strategic investment. I like that framing. And it brings up another point, doesn't it? Not all campaigns are doing the same job. You've got brand awareness way up top, then maybe lead gen, then remarketing further down. How does the article suggest we tailor these goals for where the campaign sits in that funnel.
Yeah, you've nailed a really key point there. It's a massive mistake to hold every campaign to, like, the exact same standard. Doesn't make sense. You absolutely have to tailor the goals based on the campaign's job in the funnel. So top of funnel, brand awareness stuff. You're looking at impressions, click-through rate, CTR, measuring that initial interest, basically.
Again, the eyeballs.
Right. Then mid-funnel, people are aware, maybe curious. Now you focus on, say, landing page conversion rate. Are they taking that next step? Downloading something, signing up.
Okay.
And then bottom of funnel, this is closer to the sale. Here's where you track lead quality really closely, sales conversion rates, and again, that customer acquisition cost. It really forces you to ask for every campaign, is this being judged by the right standard? Is it actually contributing to growth in the way it's supposed to?
Or is it just kind of there?
That's exactly. If you're not asking that, you're probably leaving money on the table. Simple as that.
Okay, so we've set clear goals, align them with the funnel stage. Now the practical bit, measuring progress. Sounds straightforward, but how does the article recommend tackling reporting and, crucially, attribution effectively?
Well, it really emphasizes setting up automated dashboards. You need to crack those KPIs in ideally real time. It's not just about looking back. It's about having that immediate visibility so you can make quick decisions, you know, adjust things on the fly.
Makes sense. Faster feedback loops.
Totally. But the real game changer, the thing the article really highlights, is integrating Google Ads with your CRM and any other analytics platforms you use. That integration is just vital for accurate attribution. It lets you trace leads and even revenue directly back to specific campaigns, maybe even specific keywords.
Ah, connecting the dots.
Exactly. Think about it. Google Ads tells you who clicked. Your CRM tells you who actually bought something or became a qualified lead. If you don't connect those two pieces, you're basically flying blind on true ROI.
You see the ad spend, but not the actual return.
Right. This connection helps you definitively see what's truly working, what's driving revenue, and just as importantly, it lets you scale up those winners much, much faster.
That click-to-conversion visibility, that sounds incredibly powerful. Mm-hmm. But let's be real, for a lot of businesses, maybe their internal team is swamped, or they don't have that super deep, specialized Google Ads know-how for constant optimization. What does the article say about that common situation?
Yeah, that's a very common scenario. The article suggests considering a strategic Google Ads partner in those cases, and it's careful to define what an effective partner looks like. It's not just someone passively managing campaigns. They should really act like an extension of your team, offering proactive strategy, transparent reporting, obviously, and insights that are always tied back to ROI.
So more than just a vendor.
Absolutely. They bring that deep, specialized knowledge you might lack internally. In fact, the article itself was written by Clark Madugo, who's a PPC specialist with loads of experience in paid ads, media buying for big international brands. That kind of expertise is exactly what a good partner brings to the table, helping you really accelerate performance.
Okay, so let's kind of wrap this up. If we distill this whole deep dive down, the core takeaway seems to be this major shift in approach, moving away from just generating clicks, getting busy, towards achieving real clarity on your ROI, and doing that through strategic, data-driven goals.
Absolutely. And it's not just about, you know, making tiny little improvements here and there. It's really about designing and running campaigns that genuinely outperform the benchmarks, outperform your competitors, and lead to tangible, measurable growth for your business. It's a difference, really, between just hoping you get results and actually engineering them.
Making them happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for everyone listening, what does this really mean for you? Here's something to think about. What if you started viewing your marketing budget not just as an expense, something you hope works out, but instead viewed it as a strategic investment, one that's directly tied to specific measurable business outcomes you've defined up front? How might fundamentally redefining it like that change your whole path to growth? How might it change your position in the market? Something to chew on.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.